T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Let's talk about the Royals last night. It's a new squad. Old Royals in the last 3 years, I can promise you right now, they lose that game. I'm just going to say it. The last 3 years with the Royals teams, 1,000% lose that game. They had runners on first and second in the first, didn't score, had two runners on in the third, didn't score. They come around to the fifth, Vladimir Guerrero, they're down 3-0. They get an okay start at a walk, a pretty good one, but he can't go deep into the game because the pitch count gets out of control, and you're like, all right, they've already lost 3 in a row. I guess let's make it 4 in a row and 5 out of 6 and just mail this one in. Vladimir Guerrero opens the door for one little half second, and they take advantage. Bobby Wood Jr. comes through, and the way I look at that game is exactly that. I'm not saying they're all fixed. They're winning 95 games this year, whatever they're on pace for. But that is the type of game I can promise you for 4 consecutive years, not only were they going to lose it, I knew they were going to lose it. Because that's just the situation and that they've been in a number of years. I felt that felt like one of the more satisfying wins of the entire year, if I'm being honest. You were on a losing streak, good team, mediocre start, bullpen comes through, timely hitting comes through. The bullpen was great. Held through the whole thing and you win. It was just like, yeah, you needed that one. That's a good confidence win.
No, there's a lot of good things that came from that. We had mentioned the winning streak versus losing streak thing. It sounds like a no-brainer, but in the past, sometimes, it doesn't mean one won't happen this year, but in the past, that 3-gamer becomes a 6 or 7-gamer. And we said maybe, you know, we thought this starting pitching is good enough that you're not going to have many long losing streaks this year. Now, it wasn't like they got great starting pitching last night. They got good enough. Michael Walker was fine, but they didn't even get 5 innings from their starting
four
pitcher.
Four and a third or four and two-thirds?
Yeah, something like that. They don't even 5 innings from their starter. It's not like they scored 8 runs. They scored 3. They got great defense. That, to me, was the key last night. In addition to what I love from Q, clearly the plan they put out before the game was knowing that MacArthur was going to pitch 2 innings, 8th and 9th inning last night. He was fantastic. And that was big, I think, long-term for this team to see him be able to go out and get 6 outs for you. But the defense was incredible last night. Really. I mean, all the way around, great defense. Vinny, I don't know how he just would ever get up from doing the splits like that. That's unbelievable.
Do you realize how good a defense Vinny's been playing?
There's some metrics that back it up in a big way.
He's like the top 3 first baseman defensively this year.
He's been really good. And for a guy his size, like he's a big dude, to just go out in the splits to help out Bobby on that big time out that they needed to complete the double play. Like that's impressive, man. That's really, really impressive. I thought the defense was key last night as much as anything.
I think that's one thing that I've come to really appreciate about this team just 24 games into the year is that they're not going to lose games because of the mistakes that cost them once, especially games last year. They are one of the best defensive teams in the league. Statistically, they're still one of the best base running teams in the league. I know that contact play to home is making you think they aren't, because they are now 0-for-6. On actually successfully scoring the run. I'll give credit to Royals Review. I was very stop doing the contact play. I hate it. Their success rate on it seems so low. There's an advanced metric that suggests the benefit of it because of exactly what happened after. So the guy tried to score from third, he didn't. But because they threw home, someone ended up at second who scored anyway. So the number would tell you you're not less likely to get the run based on the number of outs available. Ergo, the risk is worth the reward. Look, I still think you can do time and place, and you don't have to be, we only do it this way 100% of the time, no questions asked. I think there's more variance or black and white, just like there isn't going for it on fourth downs. So I'd like a little more wiggle room than that. But no, I mean, it's just, It was a much needed win. And then when I look across the guys to come through, Mikel Garcia had two hits. He's now hitting 300 since his song, by the way. Mikel's back. We're good.
Cody keeps extending out the sample size, by the way.
We're good. Since the song, he's hitting 300.
Sending out, he's expanding
368
out the,
on base. What do you mean?
You're expanding out the sample size.
I don't care. Since the song, he's been good. That's all that matters. Since the song, Vinny's been good.
Yes.
Actually, he did. His hitting streak ended last night. He had an 11-game hitting streak. Real shame. He had an 11-game hitting streak since the song, but it died last night. But if you, like, so I pulled up the numbers, the metrics on Bobby Witt Jr., and, like, you look through, you're like, my God, he's on pace for, like, 52 doubles and 27 homers. So, like, the homers and doubles or steals seem a little low. Only 37 stolen bases and 27 homers on pace. 52 doubles, like, 20 damn triples. He's hitting 316 with a 380. I mean, he's been incredible. And it's shortstop. I think it's always important to point out.
Yeah.
Those numbers offensively at shortstop go a whole other way. I had not realized. You guys, as of this morning, Bobby Witt Jr. is he's the second favorite to win MVP. He is barely, and I do mean barely, behind Juan Soto at plus 380. He this morning on DraftKings was plus 400 to win the MVP. The next closest plus 900. So pretty good gap between Soto and Bobby Witt Jr. and Trout in the field. And you're like, whoo, Bobby Witt Jr., second favorite to win the MVP right now? That's nuts.
That's going to be something to watch the entire season now. Based off of how the team is doing, I think will play a huge role. Unlike the Cy Young Award, I do think the team's success, unfortunately or fortunately, depending on how your team's doing, is factored in by voters for the MVP award. And so if this team is able to be competitive in this divisional race all year long, knowing that the Yankees are likely going to, I mean, they're off to a great start, and the Yankees are likely going to be at the top of the AL East or one of the teams at the top, you can't have a team, you know, the Royals can't be sitting 10 games under 500 at any point in September towards the end of the year, and hopefully that's not the case anyway.
Sure. And have him win it.
Yeah. I don't believe voters will give him that. We can disagree with the process, but to me, it's very, if you're looking at that, one, of course, Bobby's got to continue to play at the level he's played. He's been awesome. But the team's success will factor into voters' minds on the MVP. Like, right now, he has the second best odds. If the Royals were 10 games under 500 right now, he probably would. Now,
you can argue
and say, hey, the reason why the Royals are playing as well as they are is because they have a guy that's an MVP candidate, which is a very fair rebuttal to that. But that'll be something that's going to be fun to watch all year. Matt Quatrero has now the best odds to win manager of the year. He was like third or fourth a week or so ago. He's just ahead of AJ Hinch of the Tigers, who the Royals play this weekend. So when you have a team that won 56 games the year before and a team right now that's playing good baseball, and you've got Bobby playing at the level that he is, you're going to have some guys that are going to suddenly be in the mix for some awards. And it's so freaking early. I know that, but it's going to be fun to watch.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.